Welcome to This Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Wednesday, June the 17th, 2026. Podcasts are on the thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry and the Present Truth programs. And you can write me at Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Out of the gate today, there are two wars before the great hardship that will come on the world called tribulation. There will be two main wars prior to what Christ said would come, a seven-year tribulation. The first war, which would be recognized worldwide, would be the Psalm 83 war, which would be the Gaza conflict that began on the October 7th, 2023. That is conflict one. There will be another conflict when that conflict is finished, when that prophecy is complete. It will be Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, which would be the destruction of Russia and armies that come with Russia from Turkey or Iran and nations out of the North African, out of North Africa. Ezekiel 38 and 39. We have been in the first prophecy, Psalm 83, since October 7th, 2023. It will conclude, that war will conclude with the nation of Israel occupying present-day Jordan, which would be the old English Transjordan. And right about the time of the conclusion of the Psalm 83 war, you will also have other prophecies that talk about the destruction of Damascus, one of the oldest cities in the world. Damascus will be destroyed also. And then we will move into another conflict, which would be, I call it the Great Russian War with Turkey, Iran, Ethiopia, Libya out of North Africa. And also some of the armies, terrorist groups out of Saudi Arabia. This is important to understand what is happening in Iran with America's involvement, with Israel pressing to destroy the nuclear program of Iran. I will give you some insight. There will never be a nuclear attack on Israel by Iran or by any of the other nations. There will never be a nuclear attack on the nation of Israel. Iran most likely will never ever have nukes to put on missiles. If anything, there would be some small, little tiny, insignificant weapons, but nothing like Israel has. So again, two conflicts, which are major conflicts. The Psalm 83 conflict, which mentions the nations of Lebanon, the terrorists in Gaza, in the area that used to be the Philistines, which were not Arab, which are not from the Middle East. They were from Greece, Cyprus. There would be Jordan, the nation of Jordan, to the east of the Jordan River. And there would be Syria, and especially the command center out of Damascus, the command center giving the terrorists their direction and their orders. Damascus. That is one conflict in Psalm 83. Now, Psalm 83 in the nation of Jordan, you would have the ancient families of Lot's children, Moab and Ammon, and you would have Jacob's twin brother Esau to the southern portion, the southern area of Jordan. So all the families are named. All of the relatives of Israel, including Abraham's first son through Hagar, Ishmael, which God did prophesy to Hagar and tell Hagar that Ishmael would be a great people at the end before the millennial kingdom, that these dukes, these princes would come out of Hagar, out of Ishmael's lineage. And then you have the Arab states. These are the children of Ishmael. They are great people. They are great families. They're wealthy. They are prosperous. They are very significant in world affairs. But what has been the problem with the Arab nations and nations in that region has not been the people, like the people out of Lebanon, the people out of Syria, the people out of Kuwait, out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Yemen. It is a religion. It is a belief system. This has unified all of these children of Ishmael, Moab, Ammon, Edom, the people out of Tyre, which would be Lebanon, intermarrying, and they would have a unified hatred. Exclude Islam for a bit. Going back 3,500 years, there's always been a hatred of the children of Israel by the nations in the region. Eventually, God would take the Jewish people and move the young men to present what would be the ancient Babylon of Nebuchadnezzar. But eventually, the children of Israel would return back to the area, to the land that God had promised them through Moses. Then you add to that, in 500, 600 AD, when Muhammad brought in a religion, then you have further hatred, a unified hatred of all the families in the region that hated Israel and the children of Israel naturally. Now you have an additional hatred, an additional religion, and additional idol worship. So basically, October 7th, 2023, the Psalm 83 conflict began. It will end when Israel when Israel takes the real estate of present-day Jordan and once again controls that area. Israel is going to expand through these wars. The nations aren't going to like it. If you think the anti-Semitism and the Jewish hatred and the hatred of Israel is presently, what we see presently, the hatred is nothing compared to what's going to happen. But Israel will occupy Jordan. It will become Israel's real estate. And then once this conflict is ended with the destruction of Damascus, then you're going to have a conflict outside of the region. Psalm 83 is a regional war. The war that follows Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, that war is outside of the region. And it is the nations that the armies will be Islamic. Out of Russia, there will be not only the Russian military, but Islamic. You'll have Islamic fighters also out of Russia, most likely Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey. Turkey is now basically a caliphate, is a basically ruled by imams. Then you have Iran out of North Africa. You're going to have Libya. You're going to have Ethiopia and part of Somalia. That will be the war outside, beyond the region of the Psalm 83 war. Basically, from the Arctic all the way to North Africa. There may be also some of the military coming out of Ukraine, as odd as that may seem. But presently, Donald Trump, there is a recess. There's a halftime to a degree in Iran presently. The Strait of Hormuz, the ships are beginning to move once again. Israel is very unhappy. And Israel, the talk is that Donald Trump has betrayed Israel. He has not. Donald Trump has not betrayed Israel. If Israel would understand the prophecies of her own prophets, of Jeremiah, of Ezekiel, of Isaiah, of Amos, of Daniel, Israel has not been betrayed by Donald Trump. The conflict in Iran, Donald Trump, was because of the threat of Iran, the threat that Iran posed toward Israel. Donald Trump had to respond to the missile attacks. He's responding to the conflict, wanting it to, you might say, dial the conflict down. And he has to, because for the Russian war, the Ezekiel 38 and 39 war to occur, Iran is going to be forced to diplomatically request assistance from Turkey, from Russia, from other nations to the north. Iran is going to request help from nations out of North Africa, Libya, again, Ethiopia, and part of Somalia. Mainly the Islamic armies from Africa. There's going to be a call for these Islamic armies to come and join in the conflict for a coming battle, which will take place in the countryside in present-day Jordan. The purpose of these programs is to... I use the prophecies that are in the Old Testament, ancient prophecies by all of Israel's prophets, because they all eventually tie into the time that we're in, that we live in. Israel wants total, complete annihilation of Iran presently. Benjamin Netanyahu is catching quite a bit of heat because he's not doing more to, you might say, eliminate Iran as a threat. That is not Benjamin Netanyahu's place. The prophets of Israel say it's not going to be Israel's place to destroy Iran. Iran must work with other countries. And Trump has made it clear to Netanyahu, and biblically speaking, he is doing exactly what the Bible says, that this conflict must be dialed down. These armies that are coming, I believe, probably the end of next summer, 2027. The conflict has to dial down because these armies have to prepare from the north and from North Africa, from the region north of Israel, from the region south of Israel in North Africa. These nations have to get their armies in sync and prepared and weaponized and armed. I don't think they can do that this year. Things are happening too quickly. Donald Trump has forced Iran's hand. Iran most likely and basically is capable of taking care of herself if Israel alone is involved, but not with the behemoth, not with the United States. Now, if it had been any other president, if it had been Obama or Carter, any of the others, Clinton, no one would ever have had the ability to stand up to Iran. Iran in the region is too powerful. Solo, Israel doesn't stand a chance. With the United States, the only nation that can put a bit and put the spurs on to force a halt to what Iran, the objectives of Iran, which is the total annihilation of the Jewish people through genocide and also, again, ethnic cleansing. This has been the objective of Iran for since the 70s, since the 60s, even before that, when Egypt failed to destroy Israel, then Iran would be the next, the next warrior in the battle. Egypt has been, because of the Jimmy Carter and Jimmy Carter and Menachem Begin, the Israel with the Egyptian king that was killed, basically brought peace to Israel and Egypt, but not Iran. So Iran has to, you might say, is having to tap out presently, and Iran is going to be forced to request assistance in this battle against Israel, firstly, and the United States, most importantly. The other nations right now, Turkey and Russia, they realize that Iran has no chance, they have no ability to win this conflict with the United States. There is absolutely no way. Iran, as powerful as they may be, with the influence they have through the Islamic armies in the area, they still have, it's futile It is committing suicide to continue the conflict with the United States. The IRGC, this Islamic Revolutionary Guard, they have been doing everything possible to continue the conflict, to avoid any kind of agreements, settlements, negotiations. They have pressed hard their Iran's political powers, but they can't. They have been cut off financially. They may have armies hidden in caves all over Iran, but still they cannot. America, Donald Trump is cutting off their oxygen supply. They are being smothered. They're being choked out. They do not have a chance against the United States. Donald Trump has not, the American military has not yet even, I'll rephrase it. The weapons that we have are not being used. We're using what people are used to seeing. Aircraft, bombs, missiles, drones. But what we have in our arsenal is beyond what is even understood. And what we have in our arsenal eventually will be used, but not presently. In this second conflict, I'm giving you two of the main regional and outside of the region conflicts to simplify. Psalm 83, which is the nations in close to the nation of Israel. And without the region, you have armies up north toward the Arctic and south into the northern part of Africa. In the second conflict, Israel has no chance. Israel has absolutely no hope. I know that many Christians say, well, God will be their hope. God will protect them. That's true. But God uses men. He uses laws. He uses whoever, whatever army, whatever force he wants to use, not spiritual in a sense. Yes, the angels will be involved, demonic and holy. But when the Russian war comes, Israel basically, with the just the numbers that are going to come to battle, and to they, basically they're coming to, you might say, take residence in Jordan, east of the Jordan River. And the objective is eventually to just move right across the Jordan River into the nation of Israel. They don't necessarily want to destroy the nation of Israel. They don't want to destroy the infrastructure. They don't want to destroy the corporations. They don't even want to destroy the government, so to speak. But their objective is they come in to someone else's home and they use every convenience accessible. They use the kitchen, they use the restrooms, they use the rec rooms, they use the heating, the air conditioning, whatever. That's what they plan to do. They plan to just basically settle east of the Jordan River with the objective of basically moving into Israel. And there'll be no defense, in a sense, for Israel. But it does say in Ezekiel 38 that God is going to destroy them. And God will destroy them. So, to understand what Donald Trump is doing in Iran. The conflict has to begin. The pressure on Russia, it says, according to Ezekiel 38, God is going to put hooks in the jaws of the people of the north. And with these hooks, it means that, and he says, and God is going to drag the armies from the north down to war in the Middle East. You don't drag somebody that's willing. Russia, Vladimir Putin, is to be a guard to all of these armies that are going to come. Russia's to be a guard, is to protect them. From who? From whom? America. Russia will protect these armies from the United States of America. We have everything centered in Iran presently. We won't be able to, you might say, cover the whole region, cover what's happening. America can't cover what's happening up north into northern Turkey, southern Russia, and then in the nation of Africa to the north. We can't cover that all. But we are doing what the Bible says we're to do. We are going to stop the conflict that we're presently in the Middle East. Is that Donald Trump has made it clear Iran will not be able to, not be given a way, a right, or permission to build nuclear weapons, period. Iran will never have the weapons needed to destroy Russia. They'll never have those weapons. They can kick and scream and protest all they want. After the Russian war is over, after the Gog-Magog war is finished, then Iran will be a stable country, but not as powerful as it is presently. It will never resume as a power block in the Middle East. The armies will be eliminated. Iran is going to be like another nation. It will not have a military like it has now. It will not have the influence that it has presently. That influence will be eliminated. It will be erased forever. The other nations in the Middle East at that time, they're going to have, you might say, a holiday. To some degree, there's going to be continued conflict. The conflict will continue because of Islam. The nations want peace. Islam will not. The radical Islamic, that religion, it's not a religion. That philosophy will never allow peace in the Middle East. What you'll have is pockets of more pockets of guerrillas, like guerrilla warfare. You're going to have pockets. You think you have, you see a lot of, you have Hezbollah, Hamas, ISIS, ISIL, Daesh, all these different groups. You're going to have more, but they're going to be smaller. Even Saudi Arabia is going to lose some of its. It's been the big brother to a degree in the Middle East. Even Saudi Arabia is going to basically be reduced in her authority in what happens in that region. So this Ezekiel war, chapter 38 and 39 of Ezekiel, chapter 39 basically is targeting what happens to Russia specifically. God has had an offense with Russia, but the people of Rosh, of Meshech and Tubal, of the people in that area, in that region. Anti-Semitism. God has had a problem with Turkey or Tubal or let's see, what is Turkey called? Yes, it's called the Tubal. There's Russia, Meshech, and then Tubal, which would be Turkey. And God has an offense also with Turkey. Anti-Semitism. The way that they have caused negative actions toward the Jewish people. Also, you're going to have Iran, the hatred of Israel. So all these, in Psalm 83, Psalm 83 is a history of the nations that have always oppressed the children of Israel. They've taken them captive. They have sent them to the nations of the world. They've used them as slaves. They've killed them. They have done great evil. Basically, in a nutshell, what happened to the attack on October 7th, 2023, that is a you might say, a small window into what has been happening to the Jewish people for 3,500 years. God has never forgotten what Job's two children did to the children of Israel, Moab and Ammon. God has never forgotten when even Esau, his hatred toward his own brother and the children of Israel, the 12 boys, even Esau is being punished. The Philistines, a group that came from, I think, the nation of Cyprus, around Greece, they came into the area, lived in the area, always brought hardship to the children of Israel. Up in Lebanon, Tyre and Sidon, in that area, the same thing. Always in conflict with the children of Israel. In Syria and Assyria, same thing. So God is punishing all of these nations simultaneously in the Psalm 83 conflict. And it could never happen, and God did not ever allow it to happen in the past. It could only occur in a period of time when the whole world could watch what Israel was doing in Gaza, and it was not genocide. That is a myth. It was a punishment by God, Israel protecting itself from genocide and ethnic cleansing. But it took place, and all these wars, the main wars, can now take place because of one thing. Instant reporting. Everything can be viewed in real time. Audio, video, in real time. An hour ago, a campaign in Iran. It can be viewed worldwide because of immediate coverage. And guess who gets to do the coverage? They don't like it. But all of the mainstream British-owned media in the United States of America. And the other nations of the world report on it too, in real time. The attack on Donald Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, within 1 minute of that attack, it was global news. It was everywhere. And God did not allow the punishment of these ancient peoples that have harassed, killed, caused great atrocities to the Jewish people. He did not punish them, because he would have punished them and the world would never have known, have never known why the conflict, why they're being punished. The second conflict with Russia, Turkey, Iran, again, God is punishing these nations because of their hatred of the children of Jacob. the 12 tribes of Israel. Within Israel, you have a Zionism that is not a pure Zionism. It is a Zionism of Jewish lineage, contaminated lineage, that actually hate the Jewish people. There was one of the 12 tribes initially called the tribe of Dan. Dan led the children of Israel into witchcraft, which offended God, because that witchcraft brought about child murder, child death, child sacrifice, hardship to Israel, brought in the worshiping of other gods to the children of Israel, who were commanded to worship only Yahweh, and they go off worshiping other gods, and God always punished them. They were punished also, and they will be punished again. God is no respecter of persons. Even in the Christian churches, what we call Christian churches, in the seven churches, the lampstands in Revelation chapter 1, there is anti-Semitism. And the men in these assemblies, the Catholics, Lutherans, Episcopalian, Methodists, the Greek churches, evangelical churches, Pentecostal churches, the charismatic churches, there's anti-Semitism. God is going to punish all of it in real time, and the world will see it. So, Israel, eventually, because of need, because of the gathering storm with what's going to happen after the Psalm 83 prophecy is finished, it's coming to a conclusion. I've been saying for over a year, longer, Israel is going to own the real estate of present-day Jordan. Israel is going to own that real estate. They have to have it. For the Christian people that understand what I'm saying, there's an area in that land called Petra. It's a land where the Jewish people, when the Antichrist declares himself to be God in the temple in Israel that is being built now, the children of Israel in the area are to run immediately, leave the nation, and jump the Jordan River to the east to move for safety. They have to flee into present-day Jordan, and the area is called Petra, kind of down to the south. And there, they will be protected for 3.5 years from the Antichrist, who, once he sets himself up to be worshipped in Israel, in Jerusalem, on the temple site, the Jewish people are going to have hardship like they've never understood that are still in Israel. Those that flee will be protected. There's going to be a spiritual wall set up around the nation of Jordan, and the Antichrist and his armies and the armies of the world are not going to be allowed into Jordan to hunt down the Jewish people that have consolidated in great mass in that area. There will be angels around that area keeping Antichrist forces out. I'm giving you insight so you can see the future. And if you can see the future, then you can realize that if what I'm telling you, if it comes to pass, then you know that we are in the period of time, especially the last 8 years before Christ returns. And when he comes, what's he going to do? He's going to punish the nations that have always tried to cause hardship to the children of Israel. One of those nations in the very near future that is going to bring extreme hardship on the Jewish people is the United States of America. It will not be in Donald Trump's administration. It will be in the administration that follows this present administration with this noble president. You will realize, the people will realize, I have a lot of, many people that, I guess I can use the word mock, laugh, ridicule. It's okay. When things happen, then you know that it is time to begin to really have a, you might say, soul-searching experience to, you're going to need help. The world is going to need help. The only, I use the term safe haven, is a person. His name is the Lord Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christo. He's the only hope for the world, because eventually the target of the wicked people, these evil people of the world, they know that Christ is coming, and they would prefer to destroy the world than to allow Christ to rule the nations, to save the people, to help people. So they will, I'll use what Christ said, if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. Meaning beasts and mankind. And they're willing to destroy everything that lives to change prophecy. They will destroy every human being, every animal, every creature, and make this earth a sterile environment for any kind of life. That is the hatred that these people have to Christ. If you have that deep hatred to Christ, I would just say, at least keep it where it is. Don't let it grow any, don't let the hatred grow any, grow roots any deeper. Give the Lord, give Christ a chance. Give the King of the Jews, give the Son of Man, the Son of God a chance. Because he's the only one that's going to help the world. Because Russia and these nations have always been full of hate toward the Jewish people, God has to punish that anti-Semitic hatred. He told Abraham, in blessing, I will bless you. In cursing, I will curse those that curse you. This is still a principle that is active today. It's like a radiation. It has, what is radiation, the half-life, like about 100,000 years? Well, God doesn't have a half-life. There's no half-life with what God promised Abraham. In blessing, I'm going to bless you, Abraham, bless you amongst the families of the earth. Those that bless you, I will bless. Those that curse you, I will curse. There will be no half-life. That will be a standing principle through time. All the countries that have attempted to destroy the nation of Israel when it became a nation, where are they today? Look at how cursed the people in Gaza are. And I don't care what these individuals say, that there's a Palestine and they need to free Palestine and return Palestine, there needs to be a Palestinian state. No such thing as Palestine. No such thing as Palestinian people. I'm trying to remember how the Romans used the term Palestine. They didn't want to call Israel Israel, so they said Palestine. I'm trying to remember the quote, and I can't. But there was the first mention was back prior to the time of Christ, I believe it was. But that wasn't relating to a people. They were Palestinians. It was just an area. There is no Palestine. There will never be a Palestinian state. And once again, there is more talk at the UN that maybe it's time now to bring about a Palestinian state, a state for the Arab people. That's just it. They're Arab. They're from the surrounding area. They're from Egypt. They're from Jordan. They're from the north. They're from Syria. They're from Lebanon. They're from that whole region. They're Arab. There will never be within Israel a Palestinian state. There will be in the near future, in the next administration, there will be an invasion of people from all over into the nation of Israel. It's like what's happening to Europe, England, Germany, Sweden, France. You're going to have people coming with different culture, dissimilar cultures into those areas, bringing in havoc, chaos, bringing in violence. Same thing's happening in this country. It will happen in Israel. Israel will be overrun by individuals that are not Jewish. And then there will be the armies that will come to the great conflict surrounding Jerusalem. We call it Armageddon. Some say there is no Armageddon. No, there is a great conflict in which the blood is to the horse's bridle, 5 foot, and the river will be, 100 plus miles long. It's called the great winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. It will happen. It will happen. It cannot be stopped. The Psalm 83 war is going to end, and Benjamin Netanyahu is going to finish what the prophets of Israel stated would happen. He's going to finish that war, that conflict. He still may be prime minister when the next big conflict, which is going to, the conflict now in the region is going to pale. It's going to be nothing compared to what's coming. But that final conflict with Russia and these nations, again, I am looking at the scenario. It won't happen this year. I was saying maybe a year ago that it would happen this year, most likely. And I started telling friends, I am hoping, I am saying, Lord, I hope it doesn't come 2026. Because your church, your people, the two witnesses, are not ready. In Revelation chapter 11, they are not prepared. They're not ready. And so I can say that it most likely is going to be 2027. I can't see it going much further than 2027 in the summer. And I'm using Donald Trump as a barometer. And I'm using Benjamin Netanyahu as a barometer and Vladimir Putin as a barometer. Vladimir Putin, he has too much on his plate. He does not want, just like with Netanyahu and Trump, these three men right now are basically in a furnace. They are being pressed, each one. Putin with Ukraine, Putin with Iran, Putin with the U.S. bombing Iran, Putin with Israel, Israel not, you know, continuing to take out terrorists in Lebanon, strikes in Syria. There's no answer. There's nothing but straight out Vladimir Putin is perplexed. He doesn't have the answers to the problems that he's facing. Benjamin Netanyahu, he also is perplexed. He wants the U.S. to just completely, basically, eliminate all the Iranian military in Iran. He doesn't want an end to the conflict. But, sorry, he's going to have to step back. The prophets of Israel state he has to stand down. Not that he is going to stop protecting Israel from the enemies in the region. No. But he needs to leave, and he will. The prophets of Israel basically state that he's going to have to leave Iran alone. Iran has to prepare for her destiny. And Trump is trying to tell Netanyahu, just let us take care of it. And Trump is doing exactly what the prophets of Israel said must happen. No nuclear program, not giving Iran an ability to destroy Israel or to continue to send arms and weapons to terrorists in the region. And Turkey is realizing that they don't dare attempt to any conflict with Israel. Israel won't mess with Turkey. Israel will send nuclear neutron bombs. Turkey knows it. Israel wouldn't have a chance against Turkey. So Israel would just take a couple of their whatever they have in their arsenal, and they'll cause some pretty great havoc in Turkey. It's going to take Turkey and Russia and other nations from the north, nations from northern Africa, and they all have to come. And they have to come bringing quite a bit of not only what's on the back of the soldiers, but tanks and military transport vehicles. They have to bring all this equipment because they're going to stockpile Israel or Jordan for the next 7 years. They're bringing a stockpile, just like the relief, these organizations bringing relief into Gaza. Tons and tons of food. Tons, hundreds of tons of food. Water, clothing, everything necessary, medical supplies, everything needed, petroleum, everything. They're stockpiling Gaza. They quit stockpiling because the Hamas continues to steal everything it ends up on that, in that land, in that area. Well, the same thing's going to happen in the countryside in Jordan. They're going to bring everything, food and water and everything needed to sit and, like a vulture, wait for the right time to jump the carcass, which would be Israel. And we're going to see it. The punishment won't come. It can't come until, again, we can view things in real time. And on one of the Sunday programs, I'm going to do a deep study on Ezekiel 38. And there are things in that chapter that talk about how the conflict and how God, what God is going to do to destroy these people. And once he destroys them, it takes 7 months to bury the corpses. There are going to be a lot of people employed. You're going to be making good money. But all of the, everything that they bring to the battle is going to be set on pallets, under tarps. They're going to literally stockpile that countryside with everything imaginable to help the Jewish people for the next 7 years following. The 7 years for the Christians that follow prophecy, that 7 year tribulation. Because no one, the whole world is going to turn on Israel. And the world is going to sanction Israel. And nothing's going into Israel that the globalist Zionists, the other Zionist group, the occult Zionist group, the only thing that's going into Israel is what they will allow. And this occult Zionist group was working back with Adolf Hitler in World War II. Before World War II, 1930, 33, 38, the Germans were working with these Rothschild and Rockefeller Zionists who say they were Jews but actually weren't. And if they were Jews, they were from the tribe of Dan. The tribe of Dan was the family that eventually were hostile to the other 12 brothers of the family. The Danites, hostile. One of the Danites that you might know, I don't know, I'll give you a name. You may have heard of him. His name was Henry Kissinger. His lineage, I believe, was from the tribe of Dan. And he did everything possible for the Rockefeller family in this country and the Rothschilds of Europe to assure that Israel would be part of the New World Order and go along with the One World Government. And they will eventually. There's another individual you might have heard of. I don't know if you've heard the name of George Soros, Jorge Soros. Well, this is probably another Danite. These men hate the Jewish lineage. This is the worst form of racism and hatred of your own people. I've heard of some Jewish people who absolutely hate the Jews. They hate their Jewishness. They hate God. They hate Christ. And they will serve the devil. They will take the mark of the beast. So this is these are the two wars, to simplify what's happening. Donald Trump is not a forever war, and Donald Trump is under the direction of the Holy Spirit. But if you don't know prophecy, if you don't know what the prophets of Israel stated would happen, then you'll be deceived. Tucker Carlson, he's a deceived man. And he has affected Alex Jones, Candace Owens, Megyn Kelly. They're affecting, influencing everybody because they don't know the truth. But, okay, to conclude, podcasts are on thispresenttruth.com. Two sections, the Olive Tree programs, the Present Truth programs. Contact information, Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. There's only one safe haven, Jesus the Christ, the Son of the Living God. The only safe haven, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christo. Bye.